something interesting coming up. And I wonder what Mr. Mueller is going to be doing.
Well,
I am sure he is not going to have to run for office or anything else, what the Democrats want him to do, evidently.
Is but, to testify before then. They want to
testify. I mean, you know, they really want to. They think that this is all mixed up and so on and so forth. They don't say that he was head of the FBI for a long time, that he's a tremendous, you know, conservative. No question about it.
So we'll see what unfolds next. To join us and talk about this, the chair of presidential studies at Hofstra University. She's been with us before, Dr. Mina Bose. Dr. Bose, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
So what do you? What's the next step here? Are the Democrats going to latch on to what the report has said about possible indications of an attempt to obstruct justice here? Is that their next talking point?
Well, I mean, I would say it's not just a talking point. I think moving forward, the Democrats have a majority in the House, are clearly going to move forward with congressional hearings, Intelligence Committee, the Judiciary Committee, and so forth. Representative Nadler from New York said, all right, who chairs the Judiciary Committee will have to follow the evidence where it leads. I think the real question here is, right, does this move forward toward, does the Mueller report move the House toward impeachment, which requires a majority vote? It's possible. There is a difference of view between the House Democratic leaders and some of the Democratic members, particularly recently elected, but actually some that have been there for a while, kind of the left wing and more centrist wing, if you will, on this issue, whether impeachment is necessary. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said before the report was released, she doesn't think that impeachment is a good idea because it's divisive and it should only a tool that should be used only if it's bipartisan. Impeachment would require a 67 vote in the Senate. That would mean all Democrats plus 20 Republicans. That seems very unlikely. So apart from even the substance of the report, which we can discuss, that's why you see this division within the Democratic Party on whether moving forward on impeachment makes sense institutionally, politically, strategically. That's what the Democrats are going to have to decide in the coming weeks.
Say, this is Brad.
Hi, Brad.
How are you? I talked to you, gosh, this was the last time, long time ago. And,
it seems like a different world, right?
a completely different world, you said it. And I just wanted to let you know who I think is going to win it, and I think he's going to win it big, and that is Donald Trump. No question.
Well, I have question to tell about you that. It. I think there is a strong case for that. It's very early in the race. If we were, in the spring of 15, Donald Trump had not announced his candidacy in 2016. So when you look at where we are now, at this point, 4 years ago, Hillary Clinton had announced her candidacy, and actually Jeb Bush was seen as one of the very likely contender for the Republican ticket. So I have to tell you, I think it's very early to say. I do think, though, your point about, I would just infer from that the Democrats, given the number of candidates at this point, to have a unifying message to get to 270 Electoral College votes in November 2020, not clear whether impeachment advances that goal, and that's certainly what Nancy Pelosi has said.
Dr. Bowles, final question. There was a report this morning on Fox, and it's in The Atlantic, that Joe Biden is finally going to get in. He's going to do it next Tuesday or Wednesday via a video. You know, he has this long resume, vice president, Senate member for decades. But again, he will be entering a field that is decidedly entertaining left-leaning ideas, and he'd be 78 years old when he's inaugurated if he wins. Your thoughts on a Biden candidacy?
Well, I have to tell you, I think those are all really good points, and I think it's not just a Biden candidacy, but there's also the Sanders candidacy again. And I think that this difference in the Democratic Party is a lot like what we're seeing over the impeachment battle. There is kind of a generational battle at stake here. And in this case, I would say with impeachment, the leaders probably have the advantage. I think that they'll be able to build enough support that the problems with moving forward on impeachment, not that the investigations shouldn't continue, but with the election, I think there's a real question between people who have led the party, some in executive office, others in Congress, as Sanders has, Senator Sanders has, and then a range of candidates from the senator from California, the mayor from South Bend, Indiana, and numerous others. Senator from New York is one of the candidates. I just think that there's a real question of generational, I would say the generational perspective will be an important issue for the Democrats to consider. And it's not clear how former Vice President Biden or Senator Sanders will reflect that generational diversity in their platform. I think that will be the key question for either of them to win the nomination.
All right, Dr. Bose, thank you so much. We know we're short on time.
Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Mina Bose from Hofstra University.